The Bing Crosby Show for General Electric. This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra and Bing's guest, Miss Peggy King. All brought to you by General Electric, neighbors of yours who believe there is no limit to progress when people work together. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Bing.
Oh, tell me who's got the ding-dong, who's got the bell? Somebody bad stole the wedding bell. 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 Now nobody can get married. Who's got the ding-dong? Who's got the bell? Who's got the ding-dong? Who's got the bell? Somebody know, but nobody tell, 'cause somebody bad stole the wedding bell. We got sarsaparilla soda on the ice. We got shoes and rice and free advice. We got a bridal suite in honeymoon hotel. But what good is that without a wedding bell?
Who's got the ding-dong? Who's got the bell? Who's got the ding-dong? Who's got the bell?
Somebody know, but nobody tell, 'cause somebody bad stole the wedding bell. We got very fine detective Sherlock John, and he's sure to question every man. Soon in the marketplace where people buy and sell, he's sure to arrest the one who sells the bell. Somebody bad stole the wedding bell. Somebody bad stole the wedding bell. Somebody bad stole the wedding bell. Now nobody can get married. We got solos by the island, singing band. We got lots of sun and lots of sand. We got a lover's moon, we got a wishing well. And oh, how I wish we had a wedding bell.
Who's got the ding-dong? Who's got the bell? Who's got the ding-dong? Who's got the bell?
Somebody know, but nobody tell, 'cause somebody bad stole the wedding bell. Who's got the bell?
Ah, very jolly, Bing.
Thanks, Ken. Thank you.
May I congratulate you on the way you did that dialect?
I wish you would.
You really sing a calypso very well.
Oh, you should catch me when I'm in my costume with baubles, bangles, beer bottle tops, and everything on the right.
You know, Bing, the way you take off different people and sing and recite, being the card that you are, I think you should go into show business.
I'm a god. You really think so?
I'm serious.
Well, it's always been my secret ambition.
I think you should, work up a little act, you know, something real clever, and go to New York City. That'd be the spot for you. And I'll bet you could get a job doing a television show.
Well, I did a television show once.
How'd it go?
Jury's still out. Ken, as much as I appreciate your interest in my career, it's very complimentary. I just have to excuse myself now because I have to sing a song which I recently recorded with Guy Lombardo Orchestra. It's called Young at Heart, and tonight I'm doing it with a different guy, John Scott Trotter. So, John, will you?
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible dreams, You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams, and life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on the way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part: you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Guest time now, ladies and gentlemen, and I'd like to present a little girl who sings a big song. Sings it real good, too. A young lady who has a bright future in pictures and television, the pride of Greensburg, PA, Miss Peggy King.
Thank you, Mr. Crosby.
Oh, now, Peggy, here, you don't have to be so formal. After all, we're both Pennsylvanians.
Gee, are you a Pennsylvanian?
Well, certainly. Haven't you ever heard of the Pittsburgh Pirates?
I think Greensburg beat them last year.
No. That must have been some other Pirates, Peggy, but I don't want to go into it any further. I'd hate to plumb this a bit. What are you going to sing for us, Peggy?
Well, I thought I'd do Rockabye Your Baby.
Rockabye My Baby? Mm-hmm. That one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm dying to hear it.
Virginia to Tennessee, with all the love that's in ya, weep no more, my lady. Oh, sing that song for me. Sing old Black Joe, just as though you you sing at Swanee River. Rock-a-bye baby, with a Dixie melody. Oh, weep no more, my lady. Oh, sing that song for me. Sing old Black Joe, just as though you had me on your knee. A million baby kisses I'll deliver the moment that you sing that Swanee River. Rock-a-bye baby, with a Dixie melody. Oh, with a Dixie melody.
Very big, Peggy. See, that was great. Take a little bow here. Now, shall we do our double?
You mean That's Amore?
That's it, Dean Martin's big song, and a likely candidate for an Academy Award. All set, Peggy?
I think I can make it.
Oh, this will be a breeze. We may even win an inscribed pizza or something.
Napoli,
Napoli,
where love is king,
where love is king,
when boy meets girl,
when boy meets girl,
here's what they sing.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you had too much wine, that's amore.
Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Hearts will play, tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella.
Ah, lucky fella.
When the stars make you drool, just like a pasta fazool, that's amore.
When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Bella,
hearts will play, tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella.
Oh, lucky fella.
When the stars are making you drool, just like a pasta fazool, that's amore.
When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore, amore. Back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Thank you, Peggy King. Thank you. You sing that up real good. And now, friends, an old friend of yours, Mr. Ken Carpenter, approaches.
Give me a hand with this, will you, Bing?
What are you lugging there? What are you packing? What is this, a grindstone?
Yeah.
But why?
Well, I have an axe to grind.
That makes sense. That adds up. But still, in another way, it doesn't. Ken, this axe you have to grind wouldn't have anything to do with the income tax now, would it?
What else?
Oh, yes. Tomorrow's the big day. Oh, if everybody's hearts were as light as their pocketbooks right now, everything would be hunky-dory, wouldn't it?
Bing, you're not bellyaching about paying income tax, are you?
Well, boy, I ain't exactly doing a spring dance. And, Kenneth, in the more refined circles, we say crumble or complain. We don't say bellyache.
Well, be that as it may, Bing, what I'm getting at is that it's, well, it's old-fashioned and rather thoughtless to complain about paying income tax.
Really?
Well, certainly. Didn't you know that?
No, but I'm a fellow with an open mind. A little narrow, but open.
Just so some light can shine in, though.
And, Ken, tell me, isn't complaining, or bellyaching, as you say, about income tax, an ancient and honorable American custom? Isn't it one of the freedoms we enjoy as citizens?
Yes, but some of us, I'm afraid, either don't realize or have forgotten that American citizenship carries with it some responsibilities, too. Among them, the duty, well, you might even call it the privilege, of paying taxes.
Now, Kenneth, simmer down here a little before you fall off your soapbox. You've got to admit, very few of our citizenry make a deliberate attempt to avoid paying their income tax. You must concede me that. They may be a little slow, a little tardy, a little dilatory sometimes in adding up the tote, a bit reluctant to part with the swag, but they finally make the great effort.
Well, you may be right at that, Bing.
That's grudging assent if I ever heard it. And I've heard it around my house a bit, too. But, Ken, while we're on the subject, income taxes are only a part of the picture, you know. The fellow who earns $3,000, $4,000, maybe $5,000, he pays the lion's share of his tax money indirectly.
That's right. A few cents at a time, wherever he buys a suit or a pack of cigarettes or a loaf of bread.
Yes, and those indirect taxes average out to about 16 cents on the dollar. That's pretty good-sized corn. If I recall rightly, the good people of this nation earlier in our history took violent exception to paying even smaller taxes. They got dressed up like Indians one day, began dropping tea bags off ships to show their displeasure.
They sure did. Well, those tea parties were a protest against not taxation, but taxation without the consent of the governed. Taxation imposed from above with no representation as a sort of a feudal right or custom.
But up to that time, of course, it was the normal situation all over the world. It was the regular thing, de rigueur, as we say.
That's as you say. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it is true. And the hangover from this attitude still plagues many parts of the world. You take some of the modern European countries, for instance. There, otherwise perfectly honest and patriotic citizens do their darndest to get out of paying their income taxes. They almost take pride in it.
Well, it's considered the national sport, which helps to explain the insolvency of many of these countries and the shakiness of their governments. Why, some of them turn over oftener than a worm on a hot rock.
Vivid similes.
Was that apt?
Very vivid.
Thank you.
But the point is, Bing, here in the States, we've always taxed ourselves, and that's the important difference.
That's right, Ken. We all get a whack at electing our representatives, who in turn decide what's to be spent and how it's to be paid for. And we all have to chip in to pay the bills.
In other words, when we pay taxes, just as when we vote, we're participating in citizenship. It's a participation shared by individual citizens and by industrial citizens like General Electric, by everyone who has a stake in our democracy.
Ken, don't you think that after all it just adds up to this? When the bad jokes and the anguished groans are over, you and I and the next fellow, we get up the tax money, just as good citizens should, because it's a responsibility and a privilege we accept with democratic life.
May I say that was beautifully put, Bing?
You're so sweet.
When I hear you talk like that, why, it almost brings tears to my eyes.
Well, it's about time for me to sing a song, so if you're going to have a good cry, I may do Singing in the Rain. You could supply a nice, drippy background. Very lacrimose.
No, Bing. I refuse to sacrifice my emotions to the cause of sound effects.
Well, then I'll do a song called I Get So Lonely. This is another tune recently recorded with the Guy Lombardo Orchestra. John Scott, will you?
Oh, baby mine, I get so lonely when I dream about you. Can't do without you. That's why I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you, life would be so fair. If you were there, I'd look at you and I would never tire. All I require, that is my one desire. I get so lonely when I dream about you. Why can't you be there? Tossing and turning in my slumber, missing you it seems. I call you times, dear, without number, but only in my dreams. Oh, baby mine, I get so lonely when I dream about you. Can't do without you. That's why I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you, life would be so fair. Get so lonely when I dream about you. Can't do without you. That's why I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you, life would be so fair. Oh, baby, my life would be so fair. Oh, baby, my life would be so fair.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now comes the auspicious moment when we hear from John Scott Trotter and his very capable crew. Nothing long here about their attitude this evening, though. Matter of fact, their selection is the famous song with a head on it, the Beer Barrel Polka. Boisterous, John, and men, very gay, very frothy. Could be there was a lot of malt and hops in that arrangement. Well, I have here now an old standard that I've always liked, a song called I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me. St. Patrick's Day is in the offing, so we would like to close with this lovely old Irish lullaby.
Tooralooralai. Tooralooralooralai. Oh, hush, now don't you cry.
That's it for this evening, folks. I hope to see you all again next week, same time, same place, when our guest will be Mr. Frank Sinatra, eminent actor and a candidate for an Academy Award. Until then, good night, and thank you very much.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guest, Mr. Frank Sinatra. The Bing Crosby Show is brought to you each week by the people of General Electric, who believe there is no limit to progress when people work together. And at General Electric, progress is our most important product. And friends, remember to join the 1954 Red Cross campaign. You answer the call of humanity every day of the year when you give. You are there when disaster strikes, when blood is needed, when a serviceman needs help. So answer the call, join and serve.